Research has shown that pets help people live longer lives. Those who have their favorite furry friends, cats, dogs, bunnies, and more, know that sometimes they're the first ones to greet us at the end of a long day and can bring a much-needed smile with their silly antics. The Pet Hooey is a TV series that features compelling stories, health tips, and more, hosted by my next guest, Denby Dung. She's got three dogs at home in addition to her family and is here to tell us more about how pets have changed her lives for her life and those of her family for the better. Denby, welcome to the conversation.
Hi, Dr. Kozak. Thanks for having me.
You know, I mentioned all of the pets you have, and I know there's a bunch of family members in the house.
Yes.
But tell me more about the pets.
Okay, well, we actually have five.
Okay, it's
there's
grown.
There's been an update since
yes, okay.
the last time. So we adopted one from the Humane Society. That's Harley, and she was found on Waialua Beach. We have Whitewater, who is a home rescue. Stitch is my baby. He's the one I met when I first started hosting the Pet Hooey. And he was originally supposed to be a foster. Oh, we know how that turned out.
Yes, you took him home.
We did.
Okay.
And then we had brother and sister Gage and Shiloh from the Big Y&I Rescue. And we were just trying to help foster them as well.
You know, foster doesn't really work for you,
does it? It really doesn't. Or it does.
It does, actually. It works better for the pets. So you now have five dogs. You have a dog pack.
We have a dog pack and a Yeah, with our human pack.
And are you the pack leader?
I'd like to think so, but I don't know.
Now, when you think of pets and what you're trying to do on the Pet Hooey, really what you're trying to do is help people to realize that pets make such a big part of our lives.
They do.
Tell me about what sort of things you talk about on the Pet Hooey.
Oh, we have lots of wonderful stories. Our main thing is to try to emphasize the bond about people and their pets. So we try to showcase some health tips and ways to help take care of your pets so that they can live longer, healthier lives. We also do extreme puppy makeovers where we take a dog from the Oahu SPCA or the any other one of the rescue organizations, and we take them around town to get a blow dry, a haircut, a little bit of a training session, and then we try to get them all prettied up for their new home and hopefully get them adopted. That's one of my favorite segments, sponsored by Aloha Kia. And we also do some wonderful pet stories. So a lot of people send in their stories about their stories with their ducks or their pigs or farm animals, you know, maybe not the typical pets, but wonderful stories that are interesting to our viewers.
Well, and it certainly sounds like, you know, although some people may think of ducks or pigs, for example, as not necessarily pets, when they do come into the home or become a pet, a lot of people feel they have a connection and a bond with that animal that they wouldn't otherwise necessarily have. And so it seems like people have such an affinity and such an affection for their pets here in the islands. And that's something that really comes out not only in your show, but also in when you see people bringing their dogs to dog parks or just kind of socializing their animals together. How do you manage with five dogs?
A lot of balance. Well, there are five people in my family right now.
So does everybody get assigned a pet?
Kind of. We like to take them to the different beaches, the dog parks. We take them out to events with us. There are a lot of pet events around town that we like to take them to. So they enjoy that. They love meeting other dogs and other people especially. We just like to take them out and have a good time with them. We've recently been taking them to the beach a lot, and my Stitchy doesn't like to swim, but he likes to go to the beach, so he's learning.
Now, there are certain beaches here where they are pet-friendly.
Yes, and we feature them on our website. You can check it out at thepethooey.com, and we're always looking for new pet-friendly places.
When people are thinking of adopting a pet, what would be some words of wisdom that, you know, having adopted five, what would be words of advice you would give them as far as what they should really anticipate and what joy they have to look forward to?
Well, you know, sometimes we encourage fostering first to see how things are going to work out. But
it worked out well for you.
Obviously. But also to be patient. I mean, you're both getting to know each other and you're getting to know the situation where you're living and the home and rules and boundaries. So just a lot of patience and a lot of love, because when you foster and when you adopt, I mean, just the amount of joy in your life. And I looked at, you know, we look at our dogs every day and we just realize how full they make our lives and how much love they can give us and how our hearts just feel overflowed with love. So there's so much good to to come out of adoption and fostering. So we encourage it highly.
Do you find that a lot of the pets that you take around to have all the different beauty spa treatments, which sound pretty good, I'll go with the pet. Do you find that a lot of them do get adopted?
Yes. Yes, we've had many, many success stories. And sometimes right during the filming, they'll meet somebody and the person will be like, I need to adopt that dog. So we did that the last time my sister Dana took one of their dogs out for extreme puppy makeover.
And right then and there?
Right then and there, the dog got adopted.
Sometimes you just know.
Yes.
You know, and I think sometimes the pets know as well.
Yeah, there's that moment. Actually, when I met Stitch, the lady who brought him over to the show, she opened her trunk and he and I looked at each other. And I think that was just the moment we fell in love at first sight.
That was it.
That was it.
You carried him in your arms during the show and just kept walking right on home.
We were done. I said, you know, Stitch would make, well, his name was Jack at the time. I said, Jack would make the perfect dog for you. Or for me.
Do you have any plans to have any more pets?
I think we're capped out right now. But
you never know. Last time we talked, capped out was three. Now you have five. Yeah. Now, the pet Huey has been on for how long now?
Oh, geez. Maybe 8 years, I think.
Okay. That's a long time and a lot of successful adoptions.
Yes. Yes. Many, many successful adoptions. We're very proud of that.
Oh, well, that sounds fantastic. And I know that that's a show that also promotes health tips and just some good kind of information for pet owners of all different types of pets.
Yes, this is very true.
The oddest pet that anyone has ever featured on the show. Now I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, geez, oddest pet?
Most unusual.
Oh, we've had surfing pigs. We've had a lot of three-legged dogs, two-legged dogs even. I'm not sure the oddest.
Well, now we'll have to have you back. I'll have to let you think about that one.
Please
have me
back.
I put you on the spot. Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kozak.
All right. The Pet Huey, hosted by Denby Dung, is a TV series that gives locals a chance to share their inspiring pet stories, also find out tips on training, vet care, and more. You can find links to their website through ours at hpr2.org.